This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Tuesday, it'll be busy. Charles Barkley will join us, and then Justin Herbert, fresh off the overtime win against the Broncos. Fritzy dressed in black today. 19-16, the final, and that's back-to-back overtime losses for the Broncos. Herbert did not throw a touchdown pass for the first time in 27 games. Yeah, the Guardians and the Yankees rained out last night. They'll play today at 4. Phillies, Padres, game one tonight. But you have the season openers for the NBA, 76ers, Celtics, Lakers, and the Warriors. That'll be on TNT, a doubleheader. And that means Charles Barkley has to work tonight. He just signed a new contract. Let me get the official press release. Charles Barkley has agreed to a 10-year deal with TNT, expected to be well into nine figures, the Post has learned, the New York Post. And the exact amount Barkley will make is not yet known. If he fulfills the entire contract, could be well in excess of $100 million, could approach $200 million. Charles Barkley, join us on the program. Drinks are on you, Charles.
Drinks are definitely on Chuck, man. I just want to thank my TNT family. Man, I've got a great company I work for, so I'm excited to be back with TNT and looking forward to the future.
How did the Live Tour negotiations affect, or did they affect, your contract with TNT?
Zero. 0%. You know, TNT asked me, like, they said, we need something from you. Would you give us something? And I said, what do you want? They're like, we need you to stay longer. We can't lose you and bid on the NBA. So that's how the negotiation started and went. I says, well, I don't want to work till the day I drop dead. They're like, well, we need you to stay at least 3 more years because we got the, they're going to bid on the NBA. I mean, I think they're probably going to start bidding on the NBA really soon. They said, we can't let you leave in 3 years and bid on the NBA. So they asked me, would I sign for a couple more years? And I said, well, you guys been great to me. I'll stay on a couple more years. And, I mean, there's probably zero chance I'm going to stay for the entire 10 years, Dan, to be honest with you. But they've been great to me, and I wanted to do something for them, and they did me a favor.
All right. How does your agent approach negotiations? Can you factor in what Tony Romo makes or Troy Aikman makes or analysts in different sports, what Tom Brady is going to make from Fox? Because you're extremely valuable, and I've said you're probably the most valuable member of the media right now. So how do you go in and negotiate?
Well, Dan, number one, you said that before, and I want to thank you for the kind words. First of all, I didn't. My agent, who I love, Mark Perman, he's done a fantastic job. Had nothing to do with this. I met with Turner personally because, dude, I'm not worried about money at this stage of my life. Listen, if I don't have enough money by now, I'm a big idiot. I mean, I played 16. No, I mean, seriously, Dan, I played 16 years in the NBA, and this is my 22nd year starting night on Turner. If I don't have enough money by now, I'm just an idiot.
Well, you're not a very good gambler, though, so I got to factor in, you know.
Well, I factor when I read it, when I renegotiate my deals and do commercials, I factor in gambling losses.
That's your gambling loss money when you do your Subway commercials?
Subway, Capital One, Dick Sporting Good. Hey, and I want to thank the Broncos and the Chargers for the worst boring football game in the history of civilization last night.
No. That was last Thursday. The last two Thursdays are worse than what we had last night.
You're right. What was the game that was worse than last night?
Yeah, the Bears and the Commanders.
That was the worst. Hey, that was the worst football game I ever seen until last night. But to tell you how crazy this thing is, last week I had the Bears, and last night I had the Broncos. And the only reason I would watch two games that bad is I bet on them.
Yes.
But I'm not joking. Last Thursday, when they were like at the 3-yard line, all they needed was a touchdown. That was the worst game I'd ever seen until last night. But the only good thing, about last night, I had the Broncos +4.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, basketball tonight. I'm more interested in the ring ceremony for the Golden State Warriors. How does Jordan Poole? It feels like the pressure is on Jordan Poole to handle all of this, not Draymond Green. Does that sound right?
Wow, I don't think there's anything they can do. I think this family is fractured. I don't think you can put it back together. Draymond was 100% wrong. And he's apologized, so we just keep it moving, but he was wrong. But I don't think you can put this thing back together. You know, like, Dan, if you punch, like, in a family, if you just punch one of your family members, yeah, y'all probably don't get past it, but y'all relationship would never be the same.
Did you punch a teammate in practice or get punched?
I got to fight in practice one time with Oliver Miller, and I apologize, but it was more of a wrestling contest. I didn't just sucker punch him. I think, obviously, if you sucker punch somebody, that's a totally different animal. If two guys are know you getting ready to fight, and I think Oliver was wrong, and I think I was probably wrong for coming at him, but I remember we had went away to training camp to get ready to go to the finals. And Oliver was screwing around, and I said, yo, man, I'm going to the finals for the first time in my career. I don't need you out here jacking around. I said, I've never been to the finals before, and you're out here jacking around. And he said something to me sarcastic. And I said, hey, if you keep it up, I'm going to kick your ass. And he says, well, kick my ass. Oh. So then when you tell somebody you're going to fight them, that's totally different than just walking up on him and sucker punching him. So, like I say, I don't know if this relationship can be repaired. Now, obviously, they're going to be professional, but I don't think their relationship can ever be the same again.
And Jordan Poole is more valuable to this team as they move forward. And, you know, like, Draymond Green is a good player for that team. But at some point, you have to say, we got a new wave of younger players. We want to keep Steph and Clay. You know, are you going to bring back, you know, Draymond is going to exercise his option, I think, for one more year. But if you're Golden State, at what point do you move on from him?
That's a great question. Hey, Draymond's a good dude. He made a mistake. The problem is he's going to be on this team probably the next couple of years. And clearly the Warriors have moved on. And I'll tell you something, man. If their young kids can play, I'm a big Kuminga fan. I don't know about Wiseman because I haven't seen him play. But with Moody, Poole, if Kuminga and Wiseman can play, this team could win the championship. They're going to be in contention the next 5 years at least. You know, Bob Myers he's probably passed R.C. Buford as the best GM. And I forget my man in Oklahoma City, Sam Presley, who does a fabulous job also.
Yeah.
But R.C. Buford was always, in my opinion, the best GM in the NBA, finding Ginobili and Parker and Kawhi Leonard and guys like that. But what Bob Myers did out here in San Francisco, getting Wiseman, obviously got a great break getting a draft pick that high. But him and Kuminga, man. But like, don't forget Moody and Poole were low draft picks.
Yeah.
So this team could be scary. And Draymond has to accept that. I mean, he's been a heck of a player. He's a great role player. He's probably going to be here 2 more years, and they're going to move on. But that's the way sports work.
Yeah.
You know, he's been very well compensated for what he's accomplished. But you can't get mad when teams want to move on from you, Dan. You get paid for what you do, not what you used to do.
He's the Hall of Famer, inside the NBA analyst, Charles Barkley. The opening night on TNT, Celtics and the Sixers, followed by the Lakers and the Warriors. The over-under, if I set it at 65.5 games for Anthony Davis this year, are you going to over or under?
Under. Under. You know, he's the key to the Lakers. He's a terrific talent. I said, I can ask the Skip tonight and put the exact same thing I said on last year. Has nothing to do with LeBron. No, seriously. Has nothing to do with LeBron or Westbrook or any of those other guys. Unless Anthony Davis is a top five player, the Lakers are going to be mediocre. It's 100%. Hey, LeBron, he's on the Mount Rushmore. One of my favorite people in NBA history. I got him, right up there with Kobe, LeBron, Magic Bird, Bill Russell, and Wilton, those guys. He's amazing. He's an amazing man. But he's 40 years old. It's 100% going to be on Anthony Davis. If he's a top five player, they could do some damage. If he's not a top five player, the Lakers are going to stink. I said the exact same thing last year. LeBron put out that tweet, Tom, but I want you to keep the same energy you had opening night. And I'm going to have that same energy opening night. If Anthony Davis is not a top five player, the Lakers are going to be mediocre at best.
How do you tell a teammate who's not a good shooter to stop shooting? Because Russell Westbrook has said publicly, hey, I'm a good shooter, and he's not. He's a good player, or he can be a good player. He's not a good shooter. How do you do that if you have a teammate who's a gunner?
Gunner is such a strong word, Dan. I'm never going to say anything bad about Russell Westbrook because, man, I admire the hell out that dude. Because, fans always talk about all I want from my players is give me 1% effort. Russell Westbrook is the hardest player I've ever seen play in the NBA. Does he have flaws in his game? 100%. But there's two storylines that we're going to be watching in the NBA. The Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets, they're must-watch television. We have no idea when Russ is going to punch Patrick Beverly. That's like, we're going to have to watch because, that little thing the other day when he's trying to call him in the huddle.
Yeah.
And Russ is looking like, no, hell no, I'm not going in the huddle. That's real. I admire Russell Westbrook for not doing phony stuff. And this situation in Brooklyn, man, they could win the championship or they could get Steve Nash fired by Sunday. I mean, we got zero idea. But that's what – and then you got the situation in Philly with James Harden. Everybody is asking me, is James Harden cooked? I said, I don't know. But he had the entire summer to rehab his hamstring. But it's going to be fun watching, I don't know if he's cooked or not. But like I say, you got to watch Philly, you got to watch Brooklyn, and you got to watch it. And you actually got to watch what's happening out here in San Francisco. Because if they don't get off to a good start, they're going to have to do something about the Draymond situation. Like, you know, and everybody knows this in sports, winning is the best deodorant. And if the Warriors don't get off to a good start, because, man, everybody knows what's happening. You know, we all talk, we all watch TV in the morning, we all watch the internet. If they don't get off to a good start, it could be serious issues here in San Francisco. So there's some great storylines out here, and I can't wait to get started tonight.
Okay, you're signing this new contract, 10 years. Who knows if it's $100 million or $200 million. Are you going to treat yourself to anything?
Dan, I've been buying whatever hell I want since 1984.
Okay, what's the worst purchase you ever made?
The worst? That's a great question, Dan. I bought a Porsche one time. And the one thing about Porsche, first of all, it's an amazing car, but they go too fast.
And by the way, it's Porsche.
Dan, they're not going to correct me if I walk in the Porsche dealership. They're going to say, which one you want,
Chuck? Okay, why was it a bad purchase?
They go too fast. You think you're going like 60, 70, and you're going like 110. And I tell you, I was driving down to Schuylkill in Philadelphia one night. It was raining, and I was going about 117 miles an hour. I had a 944 turbo, and I lost control of my car. And I closed my eyes and said, it hydroplaned. And I just closed my eyes, and I said, well, this is the end. And it spent around like three or four times. I took it back to the dealership the next day. And then from that day forward, I've never driven a car. I'm only driving because SUVs only go so fast. And that night, I've never bought a car since that night. I said, I'm never driving because they're amazing cars, but certain cars make you go fast. And I'm like, no. I don't want to, because driving fast is just stupid. I mean, just because the car goes 100 miles an hour, that don't mean you should be driving 100 miles an hour. So from that point on, I've never driven anything but a truck.
Have fun tonight. Play nice.
I'm going to play nice, dude.
Shaq might not play nice.
Say what now?
Shaq might not play nice.
Oh, man, listen, you know what? I haven't seen the big fella or talked to the big fella since the season ended. I can't wait to see him tonight. I'm going to give him a big hug. I've talked to Ernie. I've talked to Kenny. But Shaq is always doing something. I can't wait to see the big fella tonight. I'm going to give him a big hug.
Great to talk to you. Congrats on the deal, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, Dan, you make me get up a damn early in the damn morning, man. I'm going back to bed.
Thank you, bud. That's Charles Barkley.
Appreciate you guys.
You're welcome. They got a doubleheader tonight. 76ers Celtics at 7:30, Lakers Warriors at 10 Eastern. We'll take a break. By the way, whatever Barkley's getting paid, he's worth every penny of it, and he's a bargain at that. Justin Herbert joins us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Get up in the morning, stare at that alarm clock. Alarm clock stares back. What do? You get up. You get going. You get your fruit smoothie, you have an M-Drive, a little scoop in there, testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels, the drive to get things done. Ross Tucker said he got a little tired yesterday, fatigued in the final hour.
Feeling better now.
Yeah. You know, it takes a lot of energy to do this, and he's a former NFL athlete.
Journeyman.
Journeyman athlete. You're right. Take M-Drive. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. Yeah, and how about this? Two-week trial, $5. Get started. Text DAN to 55000, 55000. Claim your exclusive offer, and you don't want to waste another day. Get going. M-Drive. Text DAN to 55000. Get your first order. M-Drive, $5. You can also pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
NBA Tip Hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 if your team wins. Sunday Night Football. Steelers go to Miami. It'll be the Dolphins and Pittsburgh Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll wait for Justin Herbert to join us. Jerry in Cincinnati. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I think you should consider reviving a classic segment of the show, and that segment is Know Your Romo, except now it's rebranded as Know Your Bronco, and Todd has to guess whether a Russell Wilson sound clip was after the last game's loss or a previous loss.
Wow.
Know Your Wilson?
Know Your Russ. Yeah. I think, you know, Todd's taken enough pain here. And the fact that he's a Bronco fan, he's talking to Justin Herbert on the phone right now.
Right now.
I know.
We're all very proud of you, what you did last night.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the show.
Yeah. Glad we took you into overtime. Sorry, you guys beat us. Let's ride. That'd be great if Todd goes, let's ride. So we'll wait for Justin Herbert to join us. The Who's Taller game, Justin Herbert or Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan joined us in the first hour of the program. Who is taller? Yes, Paul?
Now, we're going to go back to their college bios because sometimes those are more true.
Justin, are they?
Supposedly. Okay. Do you want to bet on it?
Matt Ryan seems taller. Yes, he.
I'm going to say Matt Ryan is an inch and a half taller
than Justin Herbert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You met them both.
Yes, we have.
You kicked it with both of them.
Justin's got like a poofy hair though, so he may seem a little taller.
Good. Matt less these days.
Yeah, Matt has less moss. Okay, Paul.
Okay, Justin can settle this, but I have Matt Ryan listed 6'5 at BC. Mm-hmm. I have Justin listed at 6'6 at Oregon.
Whoa!
Holy
smokes.
Okay, let's try to confirm that. Justin Herbert, Chargers quarterback. What's the official height there, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It is 6'6", so that is accurate.
Were you worried that you were too tall or that the scouts would say you were too tall, perception-wise?
That is something that crossed my mind. I don't think it was that important, though. I thought the film and, how you threw the ball was more important, and so that was definitely something that I continued to work on, but something I wasn't too worried about.
All right. What hurts today after that win?
It's definitely a tough-fought win, and those are hard to come by in the NFL, so we'll take any that we can get. And the body's a little sore, but, it feels much better after a win.
You don't throw a touchdown pass, I think first time in, 27 games? But you do win, and I mentioned this. We never look back on ugly wins. We always look back on ugly losses. But how do you guys as a team go, let's just forget about it? When do you watch the film on this, by the way? And then, how quickly do you move on to Seattle?
Yeah, we'll watch it this morning. And, I thought there were a lot of good parts of the game, things that we did well on offense and defense and, forced a turnover on special teams as well. And that was big for us. We moved the ball well and we converted on third downs and didn't put up enough points. We'd love to be able to finish in the red zone with touchdowns instead of field goals. But that's kind of the way the game went. And, the Broncos, they have an incredible defense. And we kind of knew that was the game going into it. We're thankful for the defense and the special teams coming up with some big stops and some big plays, ultimately giving us the win there.
When Dustin Hopkins comes out there for that field goal in overtime, what are you thinking when you turn it over to him and he's injured, limping out there on one leg?
He's tough. He's incredibly tough. And, we've got so much respect for that guy and the way he shows up every day to work. And he's a professional and going through as much pain as he did and to be able to kick like he did, there was never a doubt with him.
Could you have kicked it? Like, who's the backup kicker?
J.K. Scott would be the backup kicker. He did some kickoffs last night for Dustin, but both those guys are talented special kickers and very thankful that we have them on our team.
Are you an emergency kicker?
I haven't kicked in a long time. I was a high school kicker, but I don't think I'd be ready to handle that challenge.
Well, I don't know. If you have to do things that other quarterbacks don't do, let's see Josh Allen do this.
It would definitely be a challenge going out there and kicking, and especially not using a PAT pad to get the ball off the ground. So That's something I got to get used to and get a couple practice reps in before I try.
How much football did you watch on Sunday?
A ton of it. We started out with a walkthrough and some meetings here and then kind of had the afternoon off to kind of go over the game plan and just had football going on in the background. And, it's always great to check up on other teams and just kind of see what's going around the league. So it's always good to watch football.
Who fascinates you?
There are a bunch of quarterbacks in this league that, I've got a ton of respect for. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those guys are talented, special players, and any chance you get to watch those guys, you're going to be able to pick up something from their game.
Okay, what have you picked up?
I think it's just all about competing, being a competitor and putting your team in the best position to win. And, it might not always be a pretty game, but they're going to find a way to move the ball, convert on third downs, and get their team in the red zone, score, and just ultimately win.
Any difference between playing a day game and a night game for you?
I've always enjoyed playing the night games. Just kind of under the lights has always been a really cool moment. And, I kind of hate waiting throughout the day just to go play. So that's kind of why the early games are fun to me too. But both are great opportunities to go play football.
Do you subscribe to I got to get popped once to really feel like now the game's started?
That's a good question. I think that's kind of one of those things that definitely gets you going early on in the game. If you get hit and you realize, all right, we're back into it. I can handle this. I can take that shot and I can keep rolling. And, I think that's definitely something the running backs feel, especially, but definitely something that comes up.
Because it's so violent. I always tell people, if you watch the game from the sidelines, you'd never let your kids play football because of it's like car crashes.
It is definitely a tough sport to watch sometimes. And I've got so much respect for the offensive linemen, the linebackers, the running backs, the guys that go at each other every single play. I don't know if my body could physically handle that. And so I've got all the more respect for those guys to be able to do that every play.
We had Matt Ryan on first hour, and he said he'd be up for replay for the roughing the passer. Now, he said that the worst part is when they land on you. It's not the hit as much as when they land on you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's definitely the tough part about those hits is, those are really fast, strong, athletic guys falling on top of you. And, it never feels good to be able to get hit in the ribs or the lungs or anything like that. And, it's all about just being safe and getting the ball out quickly as you can, making sure you don't take as many hits as you can.
Well, congrats on the win. And if you need any more Football is Fun shirts for the family, you let us know. We'd be more than happy to send them your way.
I appreciate that. I've got plenty of my family, so I think they're covered. But always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That's Justin Herbert. They host Seattle on Sunday, taking down the Broncos last night. Todd has to now say goodbye to Justin Herbert.
He didn't say have a good season. He usually says have a good season.
You did not say have a good season to Justin Herbert there when you said goodbye.
I did not say have a good season. I said be well. I said appreciate the time. It's hard to say.
You normally say good luck this season. Have a good season. You didn't say that.
I didn't. I'm usually very super too friendly, but a direct competitor to the Broncos, it's like, yeah, break a leg. I mean that.
Miss a few practices. Skip a walkthrough.
Yeah, break a few ribs. Oh, maybe you already have. Remember when Drew Brees joined us and told us how many broken ribs he had? Like, he had more ribs than I thought was humanly possible.
Well, the report at first was 3. I went from like 1 broken rib to 3, and then in the offseason, no one had asked him. And you said, how many was it? He goes, it was 11. And I think there's 12 total.
What rib wasn't broken? Let's see, a couple of phone calls. Tom in Iowa. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Great show today. A lot of fun, a lot of good conversations. Last hour, though, on the look-in, Dan, you were in the kitchen with Paulie. And I couldn't help but notice you had to go into the fridge, take a picture off the top shelf or something and move it to the bottom shelf and then go around the counter and touch 3 or 4 other things. And it got me wondering, what time did you come in this morning to straighten up everything after Ross was in there yesterday?
I did notice. I noticed everything, including the toilet seat was down.
Oh, he used your bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, he can get after it, too.
Yeah, yeah. But I did notice that there were a lot of papers left over. There were 2 things that were moved differently, slightly.
The seat was down.
It was. I walked in and I went, uh-oh, Ross Tucker, bombs away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if he's just, the kind of guy who puts the toilet seat back down after he's...
I didn't say anything other than he had the toilet seat down. That's all.
You may want to check the stability of that thing after Ross played into it. You know what I mean?
After a weekend of football, press box food.
Oh. Yeah, who knows?
Check the pipes.
I was very happy that Ross Tucker filled in for me. Yes, Paul.
He actually, in all seriousness, he heard the segment the other day on you and your quirks with your desk and moving things and not letting your stuff move. Yep. He thought it was a joke for years because we used to, when he's filled in a dozen times, and when Seton or I go over notes with him, we'll always be like, hey, just with the desk, just try to like tread lightly. And he thought we were kidding for years until he heard the segment. So yesterday he put his laptop, it was like he was trying to get a bomb to not go off. He was trying to put his laptop in over your stuff.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, but that's okay. I appreciate Ross sitting in for me. Let me see. I'm all right. I'm all right. I did notice some things. You guys love to kind of toy with me a little bit there. I think it was. I think it might have been on purpose there that you guys had a little fun. Maybe a little sabotage.
That would be a hell of a setup by somebody though. If somebody else went in there. to your bathroom and put the toilet seat
down. Oh, no, no. I think that was Ross. Yeah. But the other stuff, sometimes it'll be moved around a little bit. Just little things. That's all. But I'm noticing. Anybody want to get something off their chest here? Did anybody do anything mess with me yesterday? Okay. Yeah, Todd.
Is it possible that there may be an item that's missing from your desk? I'm not saying any of us did that, but are you 100% sure that you've looked around enough to know that there's nothing missing?
I didn't look. I was trying to be fair because I might then focus on it a little too much and then I start moving things around a little bit. But I did not see the front of the desk. I've been watching on the TV monitor, but I didn't do any...
visual inventory.
You sound a little guilty. Did you do anything over
here?
I
actually didn't.
And just phlegmy.
A little phlegmy? Visual inventory.
By the way, the marquee games coming up next weekend.
Dun, 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 dun.
It doesn't sound too interesting. New Orleans at Arizona Thursday night. All right. Kansas City at San Francisco on Sunday. How about that? Pittsburgh at Miami. Who has it better than we? Yes, Mark.
And when they did the preview for Sunday Night Football, it was Tyreek Hill and Cameron Hayward again.
Oh, Cam
no
Hayward.
No quarterbacks again.
Can't.
Finally getting his due. Can't. About time. Face of the franchise.
A couple of phone calls. Mike in Maine joining us on the program. Mike, how can I serve you today?
Hello, Dan. Hello, boys. How are we doing today?
Great. Yes, great.
So two things. I wanted to ask you if you were jumping on the BHA Expressway, little Brighton Hove Albion.
Oh.
Premier League team.
Yeah. I've actually been to Brighton.
So have I. That's why I love them. You know, fish and chips.
I had a wonderful afternoon with my family in Brighton. Wonderful. Got off the train.
Nice.
You walk down this steep hill and go down to the water. Had fish and chips there. It was great. Look for a pinball machine. Because the Who wrote about, Soho down to Brighton. Must have played them all. What else, Mike?
I just have one thing to cheer up Fritzy. Remember about 2 weeks ago, you were asking about a baseball player, and he said 11? I actually know somebody named 11 Rico. He works here in Maine, and he did play baseball. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
11. I thought that Fritzy had watched Stranger Things, and the star is 11, and Todd hasn't watched Stranger Things.
Have not.
Yeah. When you
didn't want to admit I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention, and then you just go 11.
Who was that third baseman?
11.
That was great.
Kenny in North Carolina. Hi, Kenny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hi, Kenny.
So I got a theory here, Dan. You guys were just talking about Todd telling Justin Herbert, to break a few ribs. Also heard Todd talking about the Chargers kicker milking his injury, so it got me thinking. Almost 5 years ago today, Todd tackled Seton, then complained about him having a fractured rib and can't brush his teeth the next day. And if you watch that clip back, it wasn't a tackle. He was absolutely running and hugging Seton. So soft. So my question is Todd secretly best friends with Roger Goodell, leading the way in training these defensive players of how to hug quarterbacks? And maybe this is the reason you can't get the commissioner to come on the show, because Todd is in alliance with him.
Wow, that's a really deep dive there. I don't think Fritzy's capable of any of that. But this is the anniversary of the injury?
It may very well be. And I was convinced I broke some ribs the whole flight across the country, and the next day I went to urgent care to get to x-rays.
Urgent.
I'm being serious. I was having trouble breathing. A six-hour flight, and I was in horrible rib pain. I thought for sure I broke some.
And what did they say to you?
And they said, I think you just kind of bruised. You'll be all right. And kind of sent me on my way. And
can you imagine if you had a real injury? Because, man, do you play the role of, I almost have an injury.
Like the Chargers kicker.
I sort of have. You think that he was faking it.
And the 35-yarders go, oh, how much of a hero am I? I keep making field goals with that. I could barely move and I can kick four field goals.
Let's ride.
I can't even kick it off. The punter has to kick it off.
Maybe why don't you reach out to the Chargers, see if Dustin Hopkins can join us.
He's in way too much pain to even talk. Well, he's
getting treatment.
I just want you to pick up the phone and talk to him before he joins us.
Is the camera on me? Oh, sorry. I can't believe I just kicked another field goal. This really hurts.
Yes, Eden.
Because Todd went to urgent care because he tackled me.
That's right. Seton was fine, and I thought the whole left side of my body shut down.
Oh, my God, I remember.
Shut down.
And then I had to arm wrestle Paulie like we're half hour
later.
Oh,
and that's why I lost. I did.
By the way, everything that Todd just did that was about the Chargers kicker, he does sitting here typing. He just sits here. Sometimes he'll make a face like he's being torn limb from limb while he's typing here. And
yeah,
are you okay, dude? What's going
on?
Yeah,
Paulie.
Todd bends down in the morning to plug in his computer. It looks like he's deadlifting 700 pounds with his face.
Yeah, your lower back and there's too much around the waist.
Casually bending over to plug in a plug. And it looks like a traumatic incident.
Last call for phone calls.
I normally don't do any bending except for that one
what
time.
We've learned what's in store right after this. Time for new tires? Well, if it's time for new tires, then it's time to get a hold of TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them I sent you. Tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision. You answer a couple of questions, and in about 2 minutes, you'll get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Full lineup of the Sumitomo tires, test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, free 2-year road hazard protection, nails, screws, potholes, all covered. Ship fast, free, to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Or you can skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. So they bring the tires to you in the home or office and install them. They've thought of everything. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
NBA tip-off hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Use the promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200. If your team wins, check out the podcast, the new ones, Running Smoke, big success, launched that last week. Also, Marcellus Wiley, former NFL player, and now an analyst, has his podcast as well at danpatrick.com. Marcellus will join us on the program tomorrow. We'll have all the lines, all the betting that you need for the NBA tomorrow. We'll have an expert from DraftKings helping you as you get ready for your over-unders, your futures, all of those good things. That'll be coming up. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for squeezing me in here. Question for you. If the Buccaneers ended up beating the Steelers last Sunday and we didn't know everything about Tom's marital trouble, does the emotional sideline outburst narrative stay the same, or do headlines call Tom a veteran hero?
I don't like seeing that with star players when they do that. It felt like Brady was putting this, he was projecting onto his offensive lineman. And look, you can be right, but Tom knows the cameras are on him. And I was just, it felt out of place. I was surprised. It's not like they're not going to try hard, or you need to try harder. I was just surprised. You know, Brady goes to Robert Kraft's wedding. Did that affect the game plan? I don't know. He's been through this enough, but, you know, he's attention to detail guy. You can't lose to the Steelers in a situation like that. It's just, you know, we always talk about optics. It looks bad for Tom Brady. And plus, everything he's going through, and he hasn't played well at all, and you get frustrated. You know, he can't, I guess, yell at himself or throw a tablet at himself or something here, but it just surprised me, that reaction. Yes, Eden.
And, like, the personal stuff is one thing. Like, I don't even really care about that, but you can't miss this much time with the team and then yell at everybody for not doing their jobs right.
Yeah.
That's like, the worst look.
Yeah. It's not a good look at all for him. And everything he's going through. And I know that it was even suggested Brady might not finish the season with the Buccaneers. It was suggested yesterday. But they're still a good team. What are the Super Bowl odds? They're like, they have the fifth best Super Bowl odds right now. They got talent. And it's not. And the NFC? NFC has the Eagles and then everybody after that. Yeah, Seton.
And it's not like, you know, Tom has built his whole career on being the, you know, guy who works the hardest, and he's there
first
all day.
First guy there, last guy to
all
leave.
All of that stuff, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
You know, we always talk in the offseason, there's always like a player leaves or gets cut or retires. You're like, no big deal, and it's a throwaway line. Remember Ali Marpet, the Pro Bowl lineman, age 28?
Yeah.
He leaves, He quits football. He retires early for the Buccaneers. Everyone's like, oh, that's nice. Good for him. And now look at their line. Look at the issues they're having. It was like a no big deal in the summer.
And then Jensen's out.
Yep.
It all starts with that offensive line. When you go, oh, they got some rookies in there. Oh, this guy's playing left tackle, and he's normally a right guard. It's just you need to have help. Josh Allen is wonderful. You still got a block for him. Patrick Mahomes, what happened when Tampa Bay steamrolled that offensive line in the Super Bowl? Patrick Mahomes looked average, below average. You got to have it. This day in sports history, Paulie.
We got a ton. Let's see. Red Grange scored four
overrated
touchdowns.
Overrated.
And moving on. 1956 NFL Commissioner Burt Bell.
By the way, in that game, Red Grange also had an interception and also threw a touchdown pass.
And four touchdowns in the first 12 minutes.
And he had the opening kickoff.
Wow.
Red Grange.
Let's see. 1956 Commissioner Burt Bell disallowed the use of radio-equipped helmets in the NFL. They used to have them where you could talk to the quarterback, but they had no shutoff. You could cheat. That's it.
On this date, 1968, I was in front of my TV set watching Bob Beamon in the Mexico Olympics, 29 feet 2.5 inches. And when you're watching it, you're like, that's not possible. And then he thought it wasn't possible, but the altitude played a role there. Here's one. First NBA player to record a quadruple-double. 22 points, 14 rebounds, 12 block shots, 13 assists. Happened on this day, 1974. Nate Thurman. Reggie Jackson, three home runs on this day. 1977, beating the Dodgers. Three consecutive home runs. Tom Brady, 5 second-quarter touchdown passes against the Titans in 2009. That set an NFL record for touchdown passes in a quarter. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Charles Barkley says the Lakers and Nets must watch TV, including when Russell Westbrook might punch Patrick Beverly and the Nets could win the title or get Steve Nash fired by Sunday.
It's a little wordy. Seton O'Connor.
Drinks are on Charles.
Yeah, they are. Marvin?
Louis Riddick says don't mess with wrestlers.
Paulie?
Charles been buying whatever the hell he wants since 84.
What did I learn today, Tom?
Matt Ryan says his 4-year-old twin boys have no filter. They're not shy about telling dad he didn't throw a touchdown pass.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. So we could talk about with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. A lot of fun. Let's do it again tomorrow. What do you say? For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie? Backroom guys, yours truly. Talk to you then. One more item as we close out this Tuesday show. NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball's back. The tip-off to the season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check it out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings by 100%. DraftKings stepped up same-game parlays. You go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same game parlay today. Bigger payouts than ever. DraftKings Sportsbook. That's where you go to bet on the NBA. Right, Todd?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com/football term.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.